Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. Welcome. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We're very glad to have you here. And if you're returning, if you've been to this podcast before and you're coming again, we say welcome back. You are wise. We're so glad to have you. It means a lot to us. Just to let you know a little bit about what we believe here. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we here choose to believe in God. We know everybody doesn't. But that's everybody's right of choice. We all have free will of choice. So when you come in, if you can press past this salutation, we believe you're going to get a blessing. Because we want you to know that whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement. Because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So when you come here, when you visit Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast, that's one thing you can expect. Now, if you can press past the salutation, we know that everybody doesn't think the same way, and we don't have a problem with that because we all have. It's our divine right to have a free will to make choices as to what we want to think, what we want to believe. We believe in God here, though, and I say that specifically for me because it works for me. I want to share this with you. I am, as a matter of fact, I just was able to and appreciate the fact that I achieved another natural year of birth. And as I get more mature, I am in my seventh decade, and I'm walking through that now. And looking into my eighth decade, and I'm just loving it. I'm loving every minute of it. I'm growing every day, learning new things, learning exactly what God will do for me and how God will keep me. I observe everything that goes on around me, and because I know and I've done the one thing, believing in God has said that's needful, that's choose Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I know how that's working for me, and it's working very well. Now, I don't want to get hung up in the salutation because I find I'm getting a little more long-winded in those, and it's okay because you can't say everything, you know, all in one sentence, or I can't tell you everything all in one podcast episode. So if you visit the podcast library, you will find a number of episodes, and they build on each other. I suggest you listen to all those that, you know, reach out, speak to you. You read the description in the description box and just listen to them. And then if you have comments or perhaps because we believe in living the highest possible quality of life we can over here, if you have information that you know or deem would be helpful to us, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. You can contact us and just leave us a good email address so we can contact you. And we have access to conference lines if you want to talk to us, if you got questions, if you want to share information, or if you want information from us, that's a good way to do it. Now, as I said, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, meaning that I read the Bible. I believe that the Word of God, the written Word of God, is truth. And I use a tool. It's called BibleGateway.com. Very useful. If you visit that website, you will find there are many translations of the Bible there. You can just pick the ones that speak to you. If you like to read like I do, there's all kinds of transcriptions that you can read because I like more enlightenment on what I'm reading. I read them and make comparisons, and it works. It just really works for me. So Again, that's BibleGateway.com. Because before I come to you sharing anything, because I believe God and I believe He's continuously leading and guiding me, I seek Him about everything I do. I just don't try to go it on my own anymore. As I said, I am walking through my seventh decade and looking into my eighth decade. I need to know what I can trust, what's worked for me, and lean on that. And that's what I do. Now, getting back to Bible Gateway, not only for those of us that like to read is there a blessing, but they also have some segments, not as many, that are called the audible segments, and they will read to you if you want them to. So that's a good tool to have. Now, to use, and I used it today, and in using it today, it was still free. So now, finding out what I should share with you today, I believe I'm to share Abba Father's sovereignty. Abba Father's sovereignty, and that means a lot to me. You heard me say I believe in God. I've done the one thing that it was written that He said was needful that I need. He said there was only one thing needful for to us, His children, those of us that manifest as His children, that are entitled to some things because we're His children, because He's sovereign. He reigns. And we know He's Elohim, which is the creator in creation. You know, we know that God, it says in His word that God created the heaven and the earth. He did. And, you know, He set it in order. And there's a lot of stuff that science tries to explain, but does not have all the answers to. But we know Him as creator. That would be Elohim. But because we've done what He suggested, believed His word, received Him, and believe in His death, burial, and resurrection, we've become, or we have now the right to become the manifested sons of God. And we're entitled to everything that goes along with that. Because we know our Father God reigns. All you have to do is look out every day when you wake up. You know that you're in this earth realm. You don't recall exactly how you got here. There may be some natural records to give you an idea what natural bloodline family you're in. But prior to that, you probably don't know very much. So this is what we do. Because we believe God, we can track it back and ask Him any questions because He created us. The Bible, some interpret as being basic instructions before leaving earth. You hear people say all the time when they have all kinds of dilemmas in their life, especially in parenting, that they didn't have, you know, they didn't get a book or any rules that come with raising children. In essence, we did. We did. That's what the Bible is all about. Many of us, for various reasons, we can look at it. If you go back through history, many of us were not encouraged to read, perhaps didn't learn to read until late. Some are still struggling with reading. But even if you didn't or weren't able to read, I believe you would still have the opportunity to know God because He is a just God. He is just. He loves us. He created us for His purpose, for His plan, for His intention. He's sovereign. He's sovereign. And I have come to learn that the more I know about, I refer to Him as Abba Father, because that helps me understand. That helps me to take in, even though He's creator, when I look at the wonders of this world, when you look at how the sun rises and sets, doesn't miss a beat. Yes, man kind of toys around with things. You have various people in this universe world that are in control of some things. However, they got what they got. They were allowed to get what they have. And they do different things. I heard within the last 30 days or so how there was some type of a scientific discovery that allowed them to hit an asteroid. Put a dent in it or whatever, knock it off course, whatever. We don't really know. We have to just take them at their word when they say things like that. And even though with God, He's just asking you to believe Him, most people, some people, a lot of people, I don't want to say most, I say a lot of people just, they can easily believe natural science, which is really far-fetched in a lot of ways because you have no way to prove it. if you have the attention span to focus on it long enough. You have no way to prove what they're saying. Yet people accept it right away. And then they say that they can't see God, so why should they believe? Well, you should believe because there's so many mysteries that you can't explain. So you got to believe something. For me, I choose to believe God. I'd rather have something and not need it than need it and not have it. Now, if I got God, I got pretty much everything. I do have everything, really, because he's sovereign. He's my controlling example of influence. He's excellent, supremely excellent. Look at how the sun rises and sets. Look at how the moon comes out. Yes, different times. Look at how the earth rotates. It's rotating on axis because it's askew, yes, but it doesn't miss a beat. I look at how he sustains me when I lay down at night, you know, to sleep. My God, Abba Father God, Elohim, is the possessor of life. He possesses life. He creates life. Wouldn't you want to know him? He rules in my life. I just give over to him. He told me I could acknowledge him in all of my ways, and he would direct my paths and show me the ways that I should take. He knows everything. He lives outside of time. He already knows the decisions I'm going to make. He knows, and it's so comforting to me, that he knows every thought that's in my head. Everything I think, he already knows it. And he knows every word before it comes out of my mouth. He knows my heart. He knows my intentions. And he's the only one I know that gives me credit for good intentions. Because he said in another place in his word, when I diligently, that means time after time after time after time after time, seek good, he said I would procure favor, his goodness. Goodness that he set aside for me. So I said, go ahead, Lord, I give it to you. You said cast every care on you because you don't want me to worry about stuff, struggle about stuff that I have literally, I can't determine. I know what I would like to see happen. I know what I can petition for, but he's the one that has to allow. I know that. But I know his heart toward me. So I know when things happen, where it's coming from. If it's good, I know he's the good shepherd. It's for me. I can focus on the good. I can allow him to rule my life, and he told me he would. He said his heart is always peace, good toward me, never evil. So if it's never anything evil, it can only be good. That's what he wants me to have. I want good to rule in my life. I acknowledge my Abba Father God. I acknowledge him in all my ways. That's what he said. He said, if I acknowledge him in all my ways, every way, everything I think about doing, everything I intend to do, everything that I have an imagination to do, if I acknowledge him, he said he would direct my paths. He would show me the ways to take. He's going to show me in the best way because he's the good shepherd, so I can do that. He also let me know when I don't have clarity on something, I can come and I can sit in his presence. It's okay. I've come to a stage in my life, as I said, I'm walking through my seventh decade. I'm looking into my eighth decade. He's allowed my life to go in such an order and a manner that I can sit in his presence, just me and him, as long as I want to. Because he's the possessor of life. He is the author of time and space. He is time and space in itself. He's the ruler of time and space. He is. So he can do whatever he wants to do with time for me. I can ask him for what I want. But I want him to rule in my life. I want him to just show me which way to go. Tell me what to do. And I know he's a loving father. I don't know about you all, but sometimes it's just good to feel his love. It's good all the time to feel loved, to feel known, to feel heard, and to be talking to somebody that I know can do something about it. Somebody that I know will do something about it. For the best for me, because he knows what's best for me. and he only wants the best for me. When I am recording these podcasts or preparing to do them, I acknowledge him to see what he would have me to share, and then I just meditate on what he would give me to meditate on. I'm always blessed. I'm blessed within. I'm blessed with peace within. The peace on the inside reverberates through me and manifests in my environment on the outside. I know that. I love my Abba Father God, but I don't use the word love all the time. I say I adore him. I adore Abba Father God. I adore Abba Father, who happens to be Elohim, who's the possessor of time and space, who's the possessor of life. Hallelujah. Who is the consuming fire? Who is my controlling interest and influence in my life? I love the fact that he is my God. I appreciate the wisdom that he allows me. I appreciate his continually leading and guiding me, allowing me to feel his love. I appreciate the fact that after he went on the cross, after the divine exchange, after he went back to heaven, his sacrifice was accepted in the beloved. I know that because he rose from the dead for me on my behalf. He was still concerned about me. He sent me another comforter, the Holy Spirit, that's leading and guiding me into all truth. Hallelujah. I'm living in the kingdom. I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that my life is in peace, the peace of God, shalom peace, a perfect peace that passes understanding. I appreciate that he is my defense. I don't have to worry about anything. I can give it to him. Any thought that comes to my head, I can discuss it with him. He is my defense. He is my vindication. I'm free from any allegation. I am. I'm free from any blame. He keeps me in contact. Make sure I get knowledge of what I need to know. And if I don't know, I don't need to know. And if I find out or have a question about it, I can go to him, sit in his presence as long as I want until I get clarity from him. I am a manifest son of God. He is my Abba Father God. He is sovereign. He rules. He rules. He reigns. I love him. I adore him. He's always working behind the scenes on my behalf. I thank God for you listening. I want to hear from you. Email me. I hope I've said something that will be helpful to you. God bless you. Amen.